Zogt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesech, das Gesub ist Perik Vav, Mishnah Vav. Yisayma shesiyata ima oyechea midaita. We have a Yisayma, a young girl who doesn't have a father, her mother or brothers married her off. Can a mother or brother marry off a child? So I'm sure you remember from Mesech des Yavamas. Midi oraisa, only the father of a katana or a naira can marry her off. Like we learned earlier, the chasen gives the kiddushin to the father. So l'chayr, if the father passes away, there's no way for a katana or a naira to get married until she gets older. However, Chazal made a takana that a girl's mother or brothers can marry her off. She has a right later to refuse the marriage. That's a process called miyun. But now we're talking about the money aspect of this. So this katana was married off by her mother or brother. She agreed. What did she agree to? She agreed to the nadin, to the dowry that they provided for her. That's what the Mishnah means. Yisayma she hisiyata ima yechia. We have her Yisayma, was married off by her mother or brothers, mi daita. She was maskim to the amount of money that they promised on her behalf. The kasvula, and they wrote it in her ksuba. They wrote a nadin b'meya oy b'chemishim zuz. Let's say you have 100 or 50 zuz. And of course that comes from the father's money, from the father's estate. Zakta Mishnah, yichaylehi mishetagdol. She becomes actually a naira. She has the right. L'hoitzi miyodan masheroi li'inosin lo. She could say, no, I know I originally agreed to 100 or 50 zuz, but that's not enough. She's allowed to take what is coming to her. What is coming to her? So the accepted practice was 1/10 of the father's money, of the estate. Estate means the father's money after he passes away. Property, money, and so on. So she didn't get what normally is given to her. They can't say, well, you agreed, when you were a ketana, you agreed to 50 or 100. No. Now she can say that was not enough. So basically the Tana Kama holds, the first Tana of our mission, is that a Yisoyma has a right to ask for 1/10 of the father's estate. Rabbi Yehuda says, it depends. Im hisia es habasad ashayina, if the father married off an older daughter, in other words, when the father was alive, and he gave her a certain amount. So now we know how much this father wants to give for his daughters. So now he's not here for us to ask him, but we can base on his previous actions what he wants. And therefore says Rabbi Yehuda, that yinasin l'shniya, we should give to the second daughter, who's now a yisayma, Kiderach Shanasal Rishina, the same as the Nadin, the same as the dowry he gave to the first daughter when he was alive. So is that more than 1/10 or less than 1/10? It could be more, could be less. And the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. We go basar umden date. We try to assess what the father would have wanted. It could be we don't know what the father would have wanted. Maybe he didn't marry off a daughter when he was alive, so we see how much he gave her. So then the din would taka be that we give her 1/10 of his nechasim, 1/10 of the estate. The Batanura explains that originally it was only from karka. That's where the 1/10 came from, not from movable objects. Some say Bizman is that we give him the taltalim, movable objects, also 1/10. And if at the time she got married, she didn't ask this of the other yarshim, let's say of her brothers, she has a right to ask for it after she got married. They can't say to her, well, you got married already, you were Michael, you didn't say it then, now it's too late. No, it's not too late. But this is Dafka, says the Batanura, if she was being supported from her father's money. But let's say the Yarshim stopped supporting her, and she never protested. So that shows that she's Michael, and he claimed to the Yarshim. If she was already a Begaris, that means some 12 and a half and on, where she's not entitled to Mezainis, and her brothers or her mother married her off, and she didn't demand at that time what should have been maybe an appropriate nadin from the nechasim of her father, she was also meichel to the yarshim, and she can't later say, no, I changed my mind, or I decided now. And that would be even if she was being supported, says the Batanura, from their nechasim. Zakta Mishavayta v'chachamayim, the chachamim say, you can't say just because he gave it to his first daughter. Okay, so either way, Tanakama says she's entitled to 1/10 regardless. Rabbi Huda says, if we don't know, we would say 1/10. But if he married off his first daughter and gave her a certain amount, either more or less, then we're going to do the same for the second daughter. Obviously, that's what the father would have wanted. The Chachamim say, who says? Pamim, sometimes. Sha'adam ani v'heshir. So normally, the word ani means poor, heshir means rich. But if you take a look over here to Taisus Yamtiv, who explains some of the Gemara, there it means something else. It means he's either poor or rich in his mind. Pamim sha'adam ani. Sometimes a person is, like, stingy. Then v'heshir. Then he becomes, in Yiddish there's an expression, bright. He becomes generous. Oyosher, or sometimes a person is very giving. And then he becomes the opposite of giving. So what a person is in the mood of giving, whether to someone else or even to his own children, changes. So to go say because he gave to his first daughter a certain amount, that's what he would give for his second daughter, that's not necessarily true, say the Chachamim. Ela rather, shamanis anachasim benoisim la. Rather, we're going to appraise his nechasim, and we're going to give her a tenth. So chazing over our Mishnah, we learned that Yesaima, that was married off by her mother or brothers, first she agreed to the amount that they gave her, but it was far less than a tenth. They only gave her 100 or 50 zuz. She could say later, Mishatagdil, the Mishnah says, when she becomes a Naira, Naira's at 12 years old, no, you gave me too little. She can take out, she can demand that they give her what is typically given to her, such a girl. They can't tell you were Moichel, because I was a Ktana. I didn't know what was going on then. Rabbi Yehuda says, let's look to see. Did this father marry off a daughter beforehand? Then whatever he gave that daughter, we'll give to this daughter. We see what the father would have wanted. If we can't see what the father wanted, we don't have this case of him marrying off a daughter beforehand, so then she's going to get this tenth. The Chachamim say that what the father did with the other daughter doesn't show us what he did now, because a person changes. Sometimes he's generous, then he becomes stingy, and sometimes the other way around. Hopefully the other way around, but we don't know that. So rather, according to the Chachamim, we don't look at all to what was done with the first daughter. Rather, she gets the tenth. Then chazing over what we learned in the Batanura. Batanura says, Lach is like Rabbi Yehuda. We go after what we assume the father would have wanted. Then she gets a tenth of the estate. Originally, that was only from Karka, not from Metaltalin. But some say Bismarck, it's from Metaltalin also, a tenth of everything.